This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palpeth. Presumptive Democratic U.S. presidential nominee Joe Biden will appear for the first time with his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, later on Wednesday. The newly named team seeking to take on President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence in the general election will speak in the U.S. eastern city of Wilmington, Delaware. The Biden-Harris campaign said the pair would speak about working together to restore the soul of the nation and moving the country forward. Harris is the first Black woman and South Asian American woman to be named on a major party ticket for a presidential election. A number of people are seriously injured after a passenger train derailed on the east coast of Scotland Wednesday morning. Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon called the incident an extremely serious incident. Emergency services were dealing with the derailment near Stonehaven. Video footage on social media showed smoke rising from the scene. A Scotland police spokeswoman said the derailment happened at 9:40 in the morning local time. Wall Street is headed for a higher open on Wednesday, with the S&P 500 crawling toward a record high as a sharp fall in U.S. stock oil prices drove up prices. Investors remaining on edge due to a stalemate over a new coronavirus relief bill. Republicans and Democrats have been unable to arrive at a fifth aid bill, with differences centering around issues such as unemployment benefits and aid to state and local governments. The S&P 500 and Dow snapped 7 days of gains on Tuesday. More international headlines for you on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The arrest of pro-democracy media mogul Jimmy Lai and the high-profile police raid on the Apple Daily newspaper this week has stoked widespread fears of the end of Hong Kong as a city where information and opinions are freely aired. The 71-year-old was one of 10 people arrested Monday for violating the national security law imposed by China on July 1st. Among the others arrested, two of Lai's sons, four were senior executives at Lai's Next Digital Company, and three activists, including 23-year-old Agnes Chow. Lai and Chow were released on bail late Tuesday. Lai was held on charges including subversion and collusion with a foreign country, which are now new offenses under the new national security law, carrying a maximum sentence of life imprisonment. According to the Interior Ministry, Belarusian police detained more than 1,000 protesters on the third night of protests Tuesday. The protests have broken out over a contested election, handing a new term to President Alexander Lukashenko. The ministry said 51 protesters and 14 police officers were hurt during the protests overnight. Germany's foreign minister said on Wednesday, as he toured a Beirut port, that Lebanon needed a government that can fight corruption and enact reforms. Foreign Minister Heiko Maas toured the scene of a devastating explosion that has triggered protests and led the government to resign. Last week's blast at a warehouse killed at least 171 people, injured some 6,000, and damaged swaths of the Mediterranean city, compounding a deep economic and financial crisis. The warehouse is said to have stored highly explosive material for years. Moss gave a check over 1 million euro to the Lebanese Red Cross, part of 12 million euros in humanitarian aid from Germany. International humanitarian assistance has poured in, but foreign countries have made clear they will not write blank checks to a state viewed by its own people as deeply corrupt. The French foreign ministry said Wednesday that French citizens should avoid going to Niger. This comes after six French aid workers were shot and killed in Niger on August 9th. The foreign ministry said on its website that most of Niger was deemed a red high-risk zone. Former colonial power France and other countries have warned people against traveling to parts of Niger, where militants including Boko Haram and an affiliate of Islamic State operate in rural areas. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.